presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Look, it's a plane!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
And now, Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton who has come to Earth with physical powers far beyond those of mortal men, and who fights a never-ending battle against crime and oppression, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan paper. When Kent captured the mystery girl, Chickie Lorimer, with a fortune in stolen jewelry she had taken from the Yellow Mask, he realized it was an opportunity to lure the mask into a trap that would place him behind bars for life. With the cooperation of the police commissioner, the story went out that the jewels had not been recovered, and that Chickie Lorimer refused to tell where they were hidden. Certain the mask would attempt to get Chickie Lorimer out of the city prison where it was reported she was being held, Kent arranged for his paper's star drill reporter, Lois Lane, to take her place. Sure enough, the masked henchman freed Lois from her cell at gunpoint, sped away in a car with Kent and young Jimmy Olsen trailing them. As our story continues today, Kent's car is approaching a drawbridge. The green go-ahead signal is on, but unknown to either Kent or Jimmy, the masked hired desperados have tied up the bridge watchman, opened the draw, and left the green light burning. Listen.
Hadn't you better slow down, go over the bridge, Mr. Kent?
We can't afford to slow down, Jimmy. They're about a mile ahead of us now. We don't want to lose them. Just you sit tight. This car holds the road.
Are you sure that green light means we can go ahead, that the drawbridge is closed?
That's right. When it's red, the drawbridge is open.
Say, is this the kind of a bridge that breaks in the middle and swings up on both sides to let boats through?
No, the whole bridge doesn't swing up. Just about 15 feet on either side.
Oh.
Now, hold on. We're almost to it.
Boy, look at those tires, huh?
Yeah, they should. We're doing 65.
Mr. Kent, look! The bridge is open!
I can't hold her! She's kidding!
We're going for the wall, Mr. Kent!
Flashing through the iron guardrail, the car plunges to the swirling river below with Kent and Jimmy trapped behind its closed doors. For a moment, it bobs like a giant black cork on the angry water, then sinks beneath the surface. In the meantime, another car pulls into the driveway of a tree-shaded house where dim lights flicker behind drawn window shades.
Okay, sister. Last stop. Get out.
You still don't believe me, do you? How many times do I have to tell you I'm not Chickie Lorimer?
Ah, stow it, sister. Stow it. Come on. Come on. Up them steps. Hey, stick with the car, Joe. I'll be out as soon as I collect.
Okay.
You're going to look like an awful dope bringing in the wrong girl.
Ah, listen. Don't make me laugh, sister. I got chapped lips.
What did you do when you stopped at that drawbridge?
Oh, I just opened up the drawer in case he was being tailed. Hey, why don't someone answer here?
Who is it?
Me, Chief. Lefty. I got the dame. Open up.
Come in. Quick, Chief.
All right. Go ahead, sister. Well, here she is, Chief. Just like I promised.
You fool.
What's the matter?
This isn't the girl.
I told him, but he wouldn't listen.
Hey, now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I'm getting played for a sucker. Didn't you say you wanted Chickie Lorimer? Well, that's her.
I am not. My name's Helen Taylor.
Oh, now, don't listen to her, Chief. She's been pulling that line all the way out.
No, no. This isn't the girl I want.
Well, that ain't my fault. You asked for Chickie Lorimer, and you got Chickie Lorimer.
Maybe I can explain this mix-up.
Who asked you?
Let her talk, Lefty. How can you explain it?
I was in the same cell with the girl you want, Chickie Lorimer. They nabbed me for shoplifting. I guess the guard made a mistake when he came for Lorimer. Took me instead. Told this halfwit I wasn't the girl he wanted, but he wouldn't listen.
Who's a halfwit?
Now, keep quiet, Effie. You've done enough bungling.
Well, what about my friend?
We'll attend to that later. So, young lady, you were in Chickie Lorimer's cell. Did you discuss anything with her?
Who wants to know?
I do.
You're the Yellow Mask?
What made you ask that?
Kitty gave me a message for the LMS. In case I got out before she did.
A message? What kind of a message?
Well, personal.
Wait outside, Lefty.
All right, I don't know what it's all about. No, Miss...
Taylor. Helen Taylor.
No, Miss Taylor. What was the message?
Are you the yellow mask?
Yes, I am.
It's about the jewels.
Yes, yes.
Kitty said to tell you she was sorry she pulled that trick on her when she took the jewels.
Yes, but where are they?
I'm coming to that, Jimmy. It's fine. She said the cops didn't get the jewels.
I know that, but where are they? Where did she hide them?
The suitcase is hidden under a bush in the field near the Parkway Tower. She described it to me so I could show you how to find it.
Excellent. We'll leave at once and pick it up. And I shall see to it that you're rewarded handsomely, Miss Taylor.
Oh, that's all right. Say, have you got a phone here? I'd like to call my sister and tell her I'm out of jail.
A phone? Certainly. In the room at the head of the stairs. Over there. Go right ahead. I'll wait for you here.
Thanks. Only take me a minute.
Catch it?
Quiet. Come in. Tell me, what happened at the city police?
It was a cinch. I told them I was the Lorimer Dane's brother and wanted to talk to her. They brought her out. I pulled the gap. Nobody made a move. It was a fight.
They let you walk out of there. Nobody stopped you.
I tell you, I strolled out of there like I was walking in the Easter parade.
There's something wrong here, Lefty. Stay where you are while I listen in on this telephone extension.
Hello. Hello, is this police headquarters?
Yes.
Lois Lane.
All right, hold on a minute.
Lois Lane. I thought she looked familiar. You were right, Lefty, when you said that you were being played for a sucker. They're trying to play us both for suckers. But the game isn't over. Not by a long shot. In fact, Lefty, it has just begun.
We were lucky to get another car to drive back in, Jimmy. One that fell in the river wasn't much good.
I still don't know how we got out of it alive, Mr. Kent. I don't remember anything that happened after the car skidded off the bridge.
Why, you bumped your head on the steering wheel.
But how did you get the door open underneath the water?
Why, it flew open by itself.
Oh. And you think it was the yellow mask who fixed the drawbridge?
Well, you heard what the watchman said. If it wasn't the mask, it was one of his men.
Well, why didn't we go and look for them instead of coming back to town?
Because we didn't know where to look.
Oh.
Anyway, if Lois followed instructions, and I'm sure she did, the mask will walk into the trap we set for him. We'll stop off here at police headquarters and see Commissioner Malone. There we are. All right, come on, Jimmy.
What? Isn't that the commissioner coming out?
Huh? What? Yes, you're right. Commissioner Malone.
Yes. Well, what are you doing here? I thought you followed Miss Lane and those men.
Well, we did, Commissioner, until they stopped us by leaving a drawbridge open. Jimmy and I came close to having a serious accident.
You can tell me about it later. Miss Lane called. I don't know how she managed to get to a phone, but she did. We're on our way to the Parkway Tower field right now.
Is everything all right?
So she said. Evidently, the mask fell for her story.
Good. He's going to the field to pick up the suitcase full of jewels?
Yep. She'll be with it.
It's working out just as we planned it. All right, Jimmy and I'll follow you, Commissioner.
No, you come along with me. Plenty of room in my car. But, Kent.
Yes?
Don't you think the boy would be better off remaining behind?
You mean? Archie, don't leave me out of it now.
No, he'll be all right, Commissioner.
I suppose so. I've planted 50 men around the field.
Good.
Well, let's get going. Kent? If this little scheme of yours works, we'll have the mask dead to rights with the goods. Step on it, Parker. When you're near the field, dim your light.
Crouched in the darkness, Kent, Commissioner Malone, and Jimmy Olsen wait for the yellow mask to walk into the trap. A trap baited with an empty suitcase. While hidden in the tall grass surrounding the field are 50 trained men of the homicide squad. On the alert, guns drawn, ready to close in on the most dangerous criminal at large. As the minutes go by, Kent and the police commissioner converse in hushed whispers.
He should have been here by now, Kent. Miss Lane should have been leaving at once.
But it would take less than an hour. He'll show up. Keep your eye on the road, Jimmy. If you see a car stop, let me know.
Okay, Mr. Kent.
Hey, Lois didn't tell you where she was calling from, did she, Commissioner?
No. She seemed to be in. I'm in a hurry.
Uh-huh.
I must say I have run her good. What must you tell me? The yellow man stops for nothing.
Absolutely nothing. He's half mad. Drunk with lust for power.
Mr. Kent, I hear a car.
That's a train. See it in the east? And just make out its wing lights.
Probably a transport coming into the airfield.
No, it hasn't enough wingspread for a transport.
Keep your eyes on the road, Jimmy.
Oh, I forgot.
That plane is coming in for a landing. Looks like a private job.
I hope he doesn't think he can land in this field.
No, no, he'll level off and slide into the airport. He's got his searchlights on now.
He's not going into the airport. He's diving straight at us.
No, Kent. He can't be.
He is. Look out!
Is the yellow mask at the controls of the roaring plane that came diving out of the night? If he is, what vengeance does he plan to take against those who set a trap for him? Don't forget to tune in next time and follow the thrilling story with Superman.
And remember, tune in the next thrilling installment of the transcription feature, Superman. Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.